Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Getting stronger. When I'm with Hey family, this is TJ Chapman from the TJ Chapman Show. Do you or someone you know has an upcoming event and would like for the TJ Chapman Show to host it? Contact us at the TJChapmanShow@gmail.com and let us know what you need. And remember, to keep it locked, the best is yet to come. Let's go. What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. Wow. We back, y'all, with another live episode, and joining me at the big table once again, it's Morgan Williams.
What's up, what's up?
Bottomless Conversation, what's happening with you?
Nothing much.
And joining us once again over there doing some marvelous work over there in the cut, in the corner, Shane Briscoe. What's happening?
Hello.
All right, so last week, you know, we dove into a few things. Because, like, I'm gonna just start by saying this. Ladies, you guys tend to go after what y'all want. Careers. You go after, you know, certain jobs that you actually want. Go after homes that you want to buy. Just to be better in yourself, because they tell you got to go get it. But when it comes to going after a man, y'all shy away from it. I don't understand. Y'all are so talented. Y'all so beautiful. Y'all get to do whatever y'all want if y'all go put your mind to it. But why not a dude? So on the show tonight, it's Shoot Your Shot, ladies, on Tuesday on the TJ Chapman Show. So ladies, don't be afraid to shoot that shot. So Morgan.
Yes.
Are you afraid to shoot your shot?
Shoot your shot.
Hell no.
So you go after what you want then, okay?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a guy and I'm interested, I'm a listen. Okay, so there are different levels of shooting your shot when you are
okay,
a woman.
Okay.
For the most part, I think guys think that y'all version of shooting your shot is the obvious. Hey, what's up? How
right,
you doing?
Right.
For women, it's not a coincidence that you run into us.
Right.
We put ourselves in a position so that the man can say, yes. Oh, dang, hey, how you doing? So
absolutely,
that's one form of shooting your shot. Or you can just straight up just, you know, go introduce yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's somebody I don't mind approaching no guy saying, you know, I mean, but I observe. So I kind of, like, watch him first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of see if I really want to, like, approach. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, we just put ourselves in a position to be noticed. To be seen and to be approached, and that's our way of shooting our shot. So it's a very subtle thing that we do. It's not going to be sliding in a DM or just straight
right,
up like, "What's up?" You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
you know,
show me how you shoot your shot.
Yeah, women do shoot their shot. It's just very subtle.
It's subtle. And then also, we kind of been conditioned not to be so aggressive in that area of our lives, right?
Right?
Yeah. If you want to go back to like what you was taught in church. In school,
mm-hmm.
We're taught to like sit down and let them come to us.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know, they say he who finds a wife, not she. But I'm not a
right,
traditional woman.
Right, me either.
So
I'm only speaking, giving that side of it. But for me, like Morgan said, I do agree. I do position myself to make that contact and to be seen by that particular man. But like, as of recently, I've been shooting my shot. And what I've seen in shooting my shot, like if I see a guy that, because I like a particular kind of guy.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like the mainstream. I like really nerdy guy. Like, so I go after the guy I want. But what I find is I shoot my shot and it sets the tone for the entire relationship. And I don't like that. Like,
they be expecting you to take lead
everything
on everything.
I ain't doing it. Like,
yeah.
I like a man to still be a tiger.
And then, too,
right,
we're particular. When we shoot our shot, y'all niggas just throw the ball wherever it land, you there. We don't roll like that. Like she's saying,
right,
she knows the type of man that she like,
right,
and you know, and like
right,
for me, I say I observe, but for guys, y'all just throw the goddamn ball, whoever quarter
whoever
rolled
get
into,
it, right,
you over there, and then, you
right,
know,
right.
I don't think men necessarily think whether or not a woman is out of their league. They just kind of like, just go for it.
Well, here's some of the, right, the stories that's been said, or the cliches, is that, you know, men are the hunters. Women just sit there and wait. And I think one of the comments that we're going to read here in a few seconds is that if a man does not approach me and I have to approach him, then he's not ready. So I'm like, okay, so that sounds like somebody that
might not be. He's not ready. Shit, he may not. I mean, people have to be realistic. You don't know if I don't know if necessarily just because I'm there, if you don't say nothing to me, you may not know if I'm interested. You may think I'm out of your league. So you cannot just sit like listen. You can't just, men are hunters, but shit, I ain't finna starve way no longer. I gotta bust a move. You know what I'm saying?
It's based on the situation. He might be in a space where he's not comfortable shooting his shot.
Or he probably ain't thought about it. Or sometimes you just gotta be like, hey, bro.
Distracted. Right.
You know?
So I disagree with that comment, right? But each his own, I disagree with that comment. I feel like we should take some initiative. I just don't like to be the head.
Right. You lead, I follow once we establish something. But
I agree with that because I know sometimes you have, like, you know, the levels to it, like you said. Mm-hmm. And some of the levels with some women is I'm going to throw some clues and hopefully that they'll pick up on it. Like, or I may come sit next to you or may glance over at you or whatever. Yeah. And, hey, how you doing? And boom, hopefully he shoot a shot.
Right.
But for me, it's kind of different. You know, I just want to go into a room sometimes just to chill. I may want to have a drink, you know, eat. You know, I may be chilling with the boys, whatever. I may not notice you in the room.
Right.
Now, you may make yourself available or you may end up, you know, seeing me from a distance and be like, okay, you're looking at everybody at the table and you're like, you know what? Dang, that dude caught my attention, whatever.
Right.
So I may not see you. Mm-hmm. So shoot your shot if you're interested in me or at least get the vibe going. Don't be shy saying, oh, well, I'm not going to go to him. Hopefully he recognizes me.
Nah.
There's some women out there that's actually said. We're going to read some of these comments in a minute.
In their homes who think that they're going to find a husband like and not leave the house.
Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda. No, you got to get out there.
Some sort of initiative. We do it with everything else, as you said.
Listen.
We natural go-getters. So.
If he ain't said nothing, eventually I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then if I feel like the vibe ain't there, then move on to, you move on. But I think people don't like rejection. People don't like the turn down. That's on men and women.
Yeah.
So I think that's what made people a little hesitant, but at the same time, closed mouths don't get fed. And, you know, you may be like, dang, he look good. And you're not putting yourself in a position to be noticed or even to, you know what I'm saying, engage. And then your homegirl come into the party late with her big ass personality. And I shouldn't took your nigga. Come on.
Oh, because then now you mad at her.
You snooze, you lose.
Right.
Wow. That
she said, I don't know when a woman is shooting her shot. Is that me? Y'all don't know when we shooting a shot?
No, I do.
Men need obvious, like, well, we gotta
spell it out?
Well, I can tell when a woman's trying to shoot her shot.
Okay.
And it's not the way that, like you were saying before, you do got some bold-ass women out there be like, hey, motherfucker, listen, I like you.
Like, what's
you
up, little daddy?
Be like, what's up? Right. What's happening?
You looking good today?
I've actually had that happen to me one time before
That length?
I got.
So what's the length?
So I got big lips. You know, I sometimes, you know, lick them, whatever. And that tends to, you know, attract some women, not all. And I had one woman just approach me like, damn, what them lips do? So I took it as, damn, she bold. Damn, she trying to shoot her shot.
Yeah, then what you say?
I saw flattering. I saw it very flattering.
Did you take her number?
I took the number.
Right, okay.
Did you show her what them lips do?
Wait, ladies.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely not.
Wait, you did not?
No, I did not.
It doesn't work, ladies, so don't do that. Yeah.
It caught me by surprise because with her shooting her shot, that caught my attention by her personality. Mm-hmm. I love a woman who has a sense of humor. That can initially get me, okay, let me see what she talking about, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of, you know, the outer appearance or whatever the case may be, let me just see what you're about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, at that particular point, then it gets to, all right, let me see.
Okay, wait. If we can vibe. Don't be off track.
I'm not.
You called her. Y'all spoke, and then it's just
and she can't hold a conversation.
Oh, that's all she has.
Oh, then it's always.
Oh, that's
all
she has.
So I'm good. So the initial point is catching the conversation. So most guys, like they see somebody at a club or a lounge, whatever, you're not going to immediately go over there. You may be like, you know, hey, you scope out for a little bit. Look like she's drinking. Hey, what's she drinking on over there? You start investigating a little bit. Right. Oh, she's drinking that. Hey, get the next round on her. And then the bartender go over there and say, hey, it's from the gentleman down at the end, whatever. And then she looked down. then.
And she'd be like, girl, who is this ugly nigga? I'd just be like,
thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
We'd be so ungrateful sometimes. We'd be like, girl, who is this nigga sending this joint?
And see, then that's when you'd be like, you know, all right.
Are you offended if she just be like?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Because I may not be for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got the biggest confidence in the world. Do I think I'm a very handsome young man? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do I find myself attractive? Absolutely.
Right, and
but,
you should.
But guess what? The next female might look at me be like, no.
Yeah, right. I mean, you don't want to be for everybody anyway.
And I don't.
Not everybody's right. Self-esteem. Right. It's like, I'm okay with it. Yeah, like, I know B says she everybody type.
Who said that?
Beyonce.
No. Oh.
She said, I'm everybody type.
She probably is. You
know?
So, Morgan, give me your best... give me your best talk game.
Talk game?
Shoot it, Morgan.
Shoot it, Morgan. Go downtown. Go on downtown. Let me go ahead.
Really have no pickup lines. I don't have a pickup line. You know, we were hanging out or whatever, you know, I'll just, you know, ask you a little bit about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what you do for a living, how you doing, you know, like what you got going on. Mm. You know, what you like to do. You know, have that conversation to even see if, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm even, if you're going to be able to make me laugh, can I make you laugh? You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you know, we going to exchange numbers. You know what I'm saying? We should hang out.
Role play.
Yeah, we should hang out.
So
we're going to role play a little bit later.
Role play?
So.
Yeah. Okay.
But matter of fact, hold on. We got a little time.
Yeah.
We got a little time.
We should hang out.
All right, so boom. I'm at the bar.
You at the bar?
I'm at the bar. I'm drinking. I don't see you because I'm watching the game, man. Paying attention to who all in the room.
What game we watching? That's important.
We're watching the Heat. Okay. We're watching the Heat play right now. So, boom, here we go.
Okay. And I'm interested, so I got to, okay. I'm shooting my shot.
Come on, shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Pass the ball, man.
Who you going for?
I'm going for the Heat.
Okay, shit. I don't really fool with them like that for real.
So, you got time to talk then?
Why not?
Boom. See, I got his attention. Because I ain't for his team. I don't know why not.
right. Okay.
Because LeBron left. Are you a LeBron fan? Or you just a Heat fan?
No, I'm a Heat fan for life. Whoever come in out these doors, whoever leave. Mm-hmm. I'm riding die right now.
I like LeBron. I hate that he left the Heat. You know, that's too bad.
I did too, but hey, we still ball.
Do you play basketball?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I still do.
You do? Oh, okay. See, I didn't know you could still. Who will you be hooping at?
Oh, down at the park.
Okay, how often do you go?
Sunday mornings.
How early?
8 o'clock.
Oh, hell no, I ain't going out at 8 o'clock. I would come watch you play, but that's too early.
Yeah, she done put it down.
Mm-hmm. But that's what we do. I mean, I know I'm 41 years old, but I get it in, get it out the way, because I can't be
staying in shape.
Yeah.
Got to keep the endurance up. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I like to dance, and I take a dance class, you know.
Yeah, what type of dancing you do?
All kinds. But mostly heel classes.
Hill classes?
Yep. I like taking those.
Wow. Never heard of Hill class. What that's about?
Sure. Let me pull up my IG for you so you can see.
She got him.
So just that simple, y'all. Right. See, she shot a shot, and all it starts is with the conversation. And through conversation, you can tell where it's going to go from there. Because now she just gave me her information without me even asking for it, in a sense.
Found something that he's interested in. Oh, check out my social media. Or I'll say, you know, I do a podcast sometimes, and then most people are like, interest. Okay, what's the name of your podcast? Oh, it's this. Let me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I am from Alabama.
Somebody said something?
Is she from Alabama?
she is from Alabama. Wow. Yeah, Danny, she is from Alabama, bro.
Yeah.
Man, it's just like that, man. So, ladies, don't be afraid to shoot your shot, because... you never know, you might be missing out on your blessing.
I did go to Stillman College.
You know what someone told me about shooting shots?
See?
Somebody know me.
So what we're trying to do right now, man, we're finna take a short, quick break, man. And when we get back, listen, we're going to dive into our chocolate letter, because tonight we have the chocolate letters returning. Thanks. So so make sure y'all go grab your glass of wine. I'm trying to get this thing set up.
I need a refill.
I don't know what the hell I'm at. Y'all got to get my thing, the bam, bam. And, so Shane, before we go to break real quick, can you give me your best shoot your shot?
Me?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, so my shots are real subtle. I tend to stalk them out first. Not stalk them out, but I watch them. And if it's a place, like I recently, I went to a cigar bar on a date, and the guy I was with was not. And then I saw someone that I was interested in. He spoke to me, but I couldn't say anything because I was with him, of course. So then I circled back. Huh? Oh, I circled back, and I just made myself, I opened and available. I put my energy out there.
So you made yourself known instead of having a conversation.
Yeah. Right. So I sat down, just had a drink, smoked a cigar, and he came right to me.
Wow.
That was shooting my shot.
Okay, I like it. So while we're on break, man, y'all go ahead and chime in. Ladies, I want you to give us your best talk game, shoot your shot, how you get the dude that you want. So make sure you grab your glass of cognac and your wine, whatever gonna make you feel fine, because we got the chocolate letter coming up at the bottom of the hour. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Why they have to go to the Colonial exit when I'm trying to get here?
He
said
I'm
the class. Wake up, girl. I want some more. Every time I look at you, I just can't get enough. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Just come with your boy.
Now that you are here with me, baby, let's do it right. Lady, you know just what I need. I want to hold so tight, baby, just touch Bobby anywhere, cause cutie, you turn me on, ooh, baby, I like to run my fingers through your hair, so come on and stay with me.
Chocolate letter. So fellas, grab yourself a glass of wine. Ladies, let your hair unwind. This is where it all comes out on the TJ Chapman Show. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Hey guys, Big Rich here from the TJ Chapman Show. I want to take a moment to talk to you about some good old barbecue food, Orlando's finest, Barbecue Boys. You can get yourself some ribs, chicken, brisket, pulled pork, or take home a dinner plate with a choice of meat and two of those delicious sides, mac and cheese, collard greens, baked beans, potato salad, french fries, or cornbread. Hey, and don't forget to take home a gallon of the best signature edition, pineapple lemonade, or dive into some dessert with red velvet cake or key lime cake. Hey, they're open Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's Wednesday to Saturday, 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at 6801 Forest City Road inside the Cinco gas station. That's at the corner of Forest City Road and Kennedy Boulevard. Give them a call, 407-202-8431. That's 407-202-8431. You let them know you heard it on the TJ Chapman Show, that Big Rich sent you. They're going to hook you up. Hey, it's Orlando's finest. Barbecue Boys, it's your turn.
What's happening, family? We are back. Man, we're just getting started, man. And I know a lot of you guys requested or was you know, inquiring about, you know, hey, what happened to the chocolata? Well, the chocolata's been there. You know, we just, you know, kind of had to rearrange some things. So we brought back the chocolata. And last week I announced, you know, if you got, you know, something on your mind, you want to talk about it, go ahead and write into the show. And so for some of you guys who are new to the show, this is what we call the chocolata. So we have Mrs. Shane. She's going to read our chocolata for tonight. So go ahead and lay it on us. What we got?
Okay, so today's chocolate letter is from a 34-year-old man from Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham.
Mm.
Yes.
B-ham.
And he says, I'm writing into the show because I have a situation on my hands and I need a little advice on how I should handle this. I've been married now for 5 years to my amazing, beautiful, and sexy wife. The problem I'm having is I have a good friend whom I've been friends with since middle school, and she's very attractive and beautiful. However, my wife is very jealous of her because of the type of relationship we have. Anytime I would invite her to cookouts or get-togethers, my wife would make slick comments like, I don't know who she's trying to dress sexy for. Ain't nobody over here single. Recently...
That was well read.
Recently, my wife came home, and she saw my friend leaving the house and got upset and accused me of having sex with her. I told her I tried to call her and text her to let her know that she was over here and I was helping her with a project for school, being that she's going for her master's in business management, and I have a master's in business management. I agreed to help. My wife claimed she never got the call nor the text. I showed her the text and the call, and she had nothing to say. The next morning, before my wife left to work, she told me that she didn't want me seeing or talking to my friend again, and that the only female friend I should have was her. I told her that wasn't going to happen, and we've been friends since middle school, and if she can't trust me, we no longer need to be married. So, weeks go by, and one day I come home early and see a F-150 at my house. I didn't see my wife's car, so I called her to find out where she was, and she told me she was at the Walmart and she would be home later. I knew something didn't feel right. So I went inside, went upstairs. I heard the shower running and walked in. My wife was in the shower with another dude. It took everything in my power not to commit murder. So I left. I called my best friend and told her what just happened. I went over her house. My wife decided to text me and say, the way you feel right now is how I felt when I told you not to be friends with that bitch friend of yours.
She said that with emphasis. Say it again.
Shush. For the past week, I've been staying with my best friend until I find out what I want to do. The issue I'm having is I'm in love with my best friend, and she knows it. She made a comment the other night saying she hadn't been held in a long time.
Shot that shot.
So my question to the crew is, should I take this as a sign that my best friend for all this time has been the one I should have married? What should I do?
Absolutely you should, goddammit.
Chocolate letter.
Absolutely you should.
These motherfuckers.
Brother, this is, come on, first of all.
Okay, you think he being all the way honest?
This some bullshit. Sorry.
Well,
Alabama. You mean honest?
This some bullshit.
Y'all go ahead.
This some bullshit. Come on now. Come on now.
What's the book? Call the bullshit.
All
bullshit.
This some bullshit.
He lying,
first
right?
of all.
Okay.
Oh, man. Listen, they done called.
If you tell me, if I'm your wife and you say to me, you will divorce, we shouldn't be married because you don't want to stop being friends with someone that makes me, then that's the problem right there.
He said, if you don't trust me, then we'll need to be married. That's what he said.
Listen, but my thing is when you get married, and not saying that he had to end the friendship, my thing is even as a friend,
because
I have guy friends, and I have a guy friend, we were really close, like we used to talk on the phone all the time, and when he got into a relationship, I knew that couldn't go on, because my thing is, if I'm a true friend, I'm not going to come between you and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even
that.
Going to
I
allow that. If your wife is uncomfortable, if I'm that good of a friend, that means you've already expressed to me my wife is a little uncomfortable with our relationship. If I'm that good of a friend, I have your best interest at heart, then I'm going to say, listen, I'm a back off. We're still friends, but I'm a back off, because obviously there's some things that you and your wife need to work out, the reason why she's feeling that way. And I don't want to be the cause of a marriage ending.
True.
So
but
I feel
I
like
he's
always had...
Right.
Because he always have had something for her. You don't just fall in love in a week.
I'm going to give a benefit.
He been had these feelings for her. That's why.
Well, he said that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They've been friends
in
middle school.
But if he said that, then the wife must
why even get mad? Exactly, because we're not stupid.
If it's a platonic friend, then
it's one thing. But see, this is what y'all might be missing. Okay, let me speak my piece. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to assume that the brother is sincere in his letter and is telling the truth. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt that Alabama is sincere and is telling the truth.
Birmingham
and has done
down
no
to
wrong
the point.
On his part. Now, you know, just because you look at the candy don't mean you stole it. You know what I'm saying? So I say that one more time.
That's fine.
You know, listen, he may have been in love with this woman since middle school, all right? But that don't mean he acted on it. Now, and the wife may have seen that, hey, this is somebody that he truly cares for. But that doesn't mean he acted on it. So assuming that the man's telling the truth, assuming that the man has not acted.
Are you the man? Because you get really emotionally charged.
I'm not. No, I got to go to bat for what's right. Now,
and we're not saying he's acting on it, but... You should not.
Alive.
You should. Why get married? Why get into that type of commitment knowing
it's
that
too
you
late to ask why he is?
Have that's
we
what I'm
talk,
saying.
We
that's why I
talking about
said.
Right now. The brother asking about right now. All right, he done came home and his wife put the Ron Isley on him. You're contagious. Touch
right.
Me, right.
So then why even give? Why
the
even
wife
give that
is
type
in the
of
shower
ultimatum?
With another man and was bold enough to say, I have.
She did wrong.
She wrong.
Know, that's some bullshit. Because so, that's not equal. Yeah. That's not an equal thing.
That's not. So my advice to you, brother, is take this. This is opportunity opening his doors for you, my brother.
He should have never married.
Your wife, but he did. Okay, he did.
He probably got married. All
right, but
look
what's going on. Your wife done committed even on the religious side. Okay, your wife done committed adultery.
So he needs to divorce.
So you got a free pass to get up out that thing.
Right, right.
And now you know your friend probably see you as a good man. That she probably even see you as a good man that she let get away. You said that's something you may not even be thinking about.
Because now, she didn't shoot a shot, probably.
All right. Because she ain't shoot a shot, or you shot your shot, and she was goofy and didn't want to pay you no mind. Okay, because that happens,
they
too.
They was in middle school.
Okay. You know, but they done known each other all this time.
Right.
So, brother, listen. You in a good situation. Your wife done did you wrong. Your friends see all of that. She probably see that you a good man that got did wrong, and that makes you even more attractive to her. So now you got a shot.
Right.
Divorce your wife. In fact, brother, listen, do it like a job. Get something going with your friend and then leave your wife.
And then live happily ever after.
Right. You know, your wife has effectively passed you to your friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Your wife passed you to your friend.
That shower shit was way too far.
Right.
She took it too
far.
You and the brother, you in the best of situations right now.
How you feel about it, TJ? You agree with that?
The way I feel is...
I snatched both of their asses up out that goddamn shower.
Right.
Your wife is leading the league in assists right now.
Yeah.
She done helped you forget the woman wife, that you really want.
The wife is playing a deadly game, though. That was, like, dead wrong.
That was
she had that thing in the dually truck.
I know you're trying to get back. It's called what? The get back? Chocolate or the get
she
back?
She done hit the ant with the sledgehammer. She done went overboard. Yeah. Okay. She done went overboard.
So what would you do, TJ?
But now it gives him the right...
What's your
it gives him the right to move on with the woman that who's interested in him, wants to be held by him, that he's got great chemistry with. So by all means, brother, you in a great situation. You know, listen, okay,
So let's hear from TJ right quick.
Okay, go ahead. I just want to help the brother. The brother's in a good spot.
When people write in,
he
wrote the letter. That's why
they got equal to be. No, listen, I'm not from Birmingham. I'm from Bo Key. I'm from Sanford, Florida. Okay.
So the way I see it is this: I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. And as far as what he's done, because you know I've had a best friend. Well, I still have a best friend. You know, we don't talk like that, but she knows that she called me. If she needs something, advice, whatever, call her. If you need advice, whatever the case may be. But in this situation here, I think he already knew he fucked up the church's money by marrying his wife. He probably got married based off of lust. Most marriages, I don't know the percentages.
But that ain't what the brother wrote you for.
Wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead. I just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to him. So you being in love with your best friend all this time tells me one or two things. You missed that window of opportunity because she probably ended up with somebody else. And you decided to move on with your life. She decided to move on with your life, but y'all still good friends. Or you didn't want to cross that line of that friendship because you think trying to shoot your shot may do something to you. So in this case here, what he's talking about is he's always been in love with the best friend. Because love don't tell you, hey, if you don't trust me, then we need to divorce each other. I'm not finna leave my best friend. So first of all, he already knew he loved the best friend more than the wife. Because and I think the best friend probably seen it and just didn't say nothing.
She would have fell back. No, she wouldn't have.
No, I'm saying if she was that friend, she would have fell back.
She loved him back.
No, but where do we go from here?
He cut the shower on. He made the wife get in there, but he turned the water on when he told her that we don't need to be married. Yeah, you know, if you want me to leave my friend, he turned the water on that shower.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And she
got her own self in that motherfucker. She ain't had to get in there, but he turned the water on.
He turned the water on and got all soapy. So my brother, should I take this as a sign that my best friend for all this time has been the one I should have married?
Yeah.
Yes. You missed your window opportunity, and when the opportunity presented itself again, when your wife told you, you need to leave that bitch friend of yours.
Those are her words, not his.
And you got offended and said, no, I'm not finna leave her.
That wife is gully.
If you can't trust me, then we need not be divorced. So that was your first, that's your second opportunity to tap out, because what she did now is give you that assist by lathering up that body with the F-150.
She done gave you the washcloth back.
Bang. Right. Just like that. So that's my advice to you is, yes, that is your sign. And obviously your best friend see it because she ain't open her mouth. She ain't say cat, dog, peppermint stripe or nothing.
Brother, you in the gold. You got a golden opportunity.
I saw her wife and went on here and got that back blowed out because she done, it's old with. I hope she like old boy in the F-150.
I don't know because I think he interrupt that though.
Ain't no man finna come down to the shower.
The shower is the end part.
Yeah, he probably did.
No, that is, listen.
Whatever with that thing, hey, especially if it was a
baby.
Even
if your friend don't take you back, bro. Okay, even if your friend don't take you on, dog, like, I wouldn't stay with my wife after that, you know, because she gonna always, you know, she gonna hang that over you.
And you don't need to be in no situation with somebody with that get back. I don't like that type of shit.
You see what I'm saying? And then every time you do something she don't like, you gonna have an F-150 in your yard.
Right.
You
know, just the dually truck.
Just like that. So
every time you do something she don't like, you gonna have an F-150 in
your
yard.
Driveway,
so we're actually
you gonna be on first 4-8, you know, and not on the TJ Chapman show.
Just like that. So we've been actually talking about tonight about, you know, why don't, you know, more women approach men and take the initiative, you know, when it comes to dating a guy.
Because they scared. I'm sorry, I wasn't here for that, but I've been wanting to say that. Y'all scared.
What we got? What comments we got?
Okay, so we have a comment from Kimberly Andre. I don't shoot my shot because I hate missing. I'm a sore loser, and I'll walk off the court. Big mad. Ha, ha, ha. If I was going to shoot my shot, I'd ask them out for drinks or dinner. My treat.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Kimberly, my phone number is 407. Not only will you shoot your shot and you paying, Lord have mercy. You don't know the struggles I've been having with women in the last 2 weeks. So, they don't want to pay for nothing.
Every first dates, they I always split the check.
They want to ask you why, and you supposed to pay for that.
I always split the check on the first date.
I ain't playing shit. Don't even show me the check. Wow. Okay, so now.
I always split the check on the first date.
I always pay for the first couple of days, but come on, we 3, 4, 5 days in, you ain't bought a brother a hamburger.
All right, so our next comment is from Omega Williams. I've never had to, so I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is like to shoot a shot. She must be absolutely gorgeous.
That don't mean
nothing.
She said she never had to. That means it come to her.
I don't know.
It's some women that ain't never shot their shot. They sitting at the house by themselves right now. Okay. Right. You need to pick up the basketball and start dribbling is what I'm trying to tell you.
Going to do that.
And then Marie Bigham, I've learned that if I have to shoot my shot, he ain't ready.
Oh, God.
A lot of exclamation marks.
I read that garbage earlier.
So, wait. So I don't. In the words to say that a man finds a wife. Yeah, so she's
quote,
basically.
They're quoting the Bible.
Right. Yeah, we know he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Right.
So she, so she sits back and lets them come
to her. There's nothing wrong with approaching a man that you are interested
in. Oh, you know.
And saying, hey, how you doing? You know, I think you look handsome or you cute or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up?
Wow.
Okay. Just like women don't like to initiate no sex.
You have another one?
Shit, you better pull them boxes down. Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, so the another comment is from Stacy Cox.
Cox. So immature. Go ahead.
Me too. I'm immature like that too. Sorry, Stacy. Okay. Okay, sorry. It's not natural to pursue a man.
Oh, God.
Okay. the saying goes, a woman chooses who she wants to have sex with. A man chooses who he wants to marry. Not trying to be old school, but he who finds a wife, not she who finds a husband.
Listen.
So it's not natural.
But I've always been been in agreement that the women control the sex, the men control the marriage. Everybody knows that. That's just how they go. Men have sex with who they can, who will allow them, and women, we marry who we can, because we have to wait on y'all to ask us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got some women out here bending the knee. Not I. However,
that's the only time you're gonna
traditionally, it's just as far as marriage goes, that's y'all thing. That's what y'all doing. As far as sex, y'all have to wait on the okay from the woman.
This is true.
To have the sex. But when it comes to just shooting your shot, like, every shot doesn't mean done, done, done.
Right.
Like, I think people don't even understand dating anymore.
You know what? Right. I'm going to say this. My dad taught me a real valuable lesson when I was a teenager. He explained to me.
That girl said he holds some children.
I'm sorry, I'm loud. Who's that?
My little cousin, she said he holds some children.
I'll tell you exactly why a lot of women don't shoot their shot. And a woman confirmed it in one of her statements that you read, okay? My daddy told me, he say, listen, a woman ego is way bigger than a man's ego.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Women have a fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. Now, women, I joke about this in my stand up. Women are so clever that they've taken that fear of rejection and wrote the rules in their favor. Listen, I don't want to be rejected, man. So if you want me, you need to approach me. That's what that's about. You know, right. So I applaud women for just, you know, their supreme ingenuity. But the truth and the fact of the matter is a lot of y'all just have a fear of rejection. And that's why y'all won't approach a man. But the truth is, men, we are not mind readers. I'm going to tell you something. A man might have not been checking for you until you say something to him.
Exactly. Put yourself in a position. We tend to take the word no very personal.
Yeah.
So we're gonna switch gears a little bit because, you know, at the end of the day, ladies, shoot your shot. Don't be afraid to go after what you want. You go after your careers. You go after all this other stuff. Go after the man that you want. You ain't got to sit up there and sit there and have your talk game smooth as cream cheese. You ain't got to do none of that.
You ain't got to run a man down.
Mm-mm. Just simply
yourself in a position.
Just make yourself known.
And just make it, you know, give clues, I call it. And hopefully the guy will recognize, because we did role play early. You weren't here for the role play. And we did a perfect role play to where she shot her shot.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I got her contact information just off of with me not even asking.
Yeah, I got the gift of gab. I can talk a nigga about his draws, though.
Right.
Say, hey,
you kind of fine, too. So.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think a fine woman coming to a man and saying, right, what's up, going to get results. You know what I'm saying?
It don't take much to get y'all up out y'all draws.
No, it really don't. It really don't. I was telling a woman the other day, she can get in these boxes for a hamburger, all right?
Wow. Yeah, so we got a couple of questions that the audience wanted to chime in,
mm-hmm,
and they wrote in, you know, this is a little piece we called the Ask TJ segment. So so the first question that was asked, my husband wants to have a threesome, and I'm down for it.
Mm.
However, when I told my husband I'm down only if we can have a threesome in return with another dude, and he said no.
Good luck.
I am being, am I being unreasonable to want to have a threesome with another dude?
Absolutely.
No, you're not. You want me to eat some pussy?
Absolutely.
You want me to eat some pussy for you? You mean to tell me I can't? Nah, listen. I've always been a believer of, you know, two men and a girl, that's a train. It ain't really a threesome, but hey, that's just
right. Right.
But you know what I'm saying? That's a train. That's always been a train. I'm old school, you know, so that's a train.
Because the dudes ain't.
However, I think when it comes to the bedroom, men expect a whole lot more from a woman. And y'all have too many restrictions. Don't touch this. Don't do this. Don't put me in this position. Oh, that's gay. I don't do this. I don't do that. But for y'all want us to bust it wide.
Girl, what
are
you doing to a man?
Open.
Like, hold on now. Morgan, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. But I'm just saying, men have
don't touch this.
More
restrictions.
Y'all
on,
have more restrictions, though. It's like we trying to get up under about, wait. You get too close to my ass. Like, bro, come on. I don't want to eat no grown-ass man booty anyway. Because y'all probably don't even watch. Good.
Don't.
I don't want to do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But men just come with all these restrictions in the bedroom.
But Samantha
said
this is a double
everything
standard.
I feel like
from
that's,
us.
That's like,
you want me to eat some pussy for you?
She always did say it was double standard.
I feel like that's how relationships are set up. You want to give pour your whole life out.
Yeah, maybe. And they be like, I don't do this because of this,
that.
And I don't do that because
then
of
that. Then it's all bets off then. If you threw your terms and conditions out there and they can't be met, then it's all bets off. That's the end of it.
I always let it be, no, I'm not into threesomes.
So
I don't, you know.
So
I ain't about that life.
So, to answer your question, I think this actually, I have my notes somewhere, but this actually came from a guy. No, I know this came from a female. The first one came from a female.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we got time for one more?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. So, the next one, this is actually from a female asking the ladies this question.
Mm-hmm.
Does being sexually attractive to a person play a big role in deciding to date someone?
Yes.
Come on now.
I'm going to be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a huge role. People see with their eyes. Listen, we live in a world that's visual. The first sense we have is our eyes. We can't tell anything about you. All we can do is see you first.
I think that.
So when people say appearances don't matter,
yes, it does.
They do.
The only time that this does not apply is in work situations.
Okay.
Anything that will put you in a position to spend time with a person more than normal, that's the only time that that shit like this don't come into play because they'll grow on you.
Right.
And then before you know it, you down
like
to
them.
The bed.
What's
going on?
Sexually,
because you'll start noticing things about a person that you probably wouldn't notice off of first glance just on dating.
Yes.
And you'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't notice that about that person before. Or, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. But for the most part,
sexually attractive is
can't go nowhere.
To each his own, right? So what someone finds sexually attractive, it's not a norm, it's not a standard. Because I find certain
but
things
you know what?
Sexually attractive.
And it's not even always physical
not,
for
it's
us.
It's not physical.
It can be something
it's
so
totally
stupid, like, oh my God, girl, did you hear him playing that saxophone?
Right.
Like, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying?
He ugly, but he dressed cute. I've seen that a minute.
Right.
Yeah,
or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
So, ladies, here's part two of that. Now, this is me talking now.
Okay.
This is me talking, because after I read, I was like, you know what, let me add a little something to it. So, Ashame, which plays more of a big role? That sexual attraction look? Or money?
The sexual attraction. Well, see, I was going to say, for me, it's not always physical. I like men who are financially stable. That's attractive.
So yeah. you see this guy rolling up in a Range Rover.
Financially stable. That's a
big ass house and
no, because that
throwing
could be
dollars.
No. You're not listening. So that could be rented. I'm talking about like I love a man who has a winner's mind, who has figured out how to play this game of life, and who's figured out how to stack the chips on their side. So it's not about the material stuff. I just like a man who understand how the economy works.
Yeah, if I know you out here hustling.
I'm that chick.
Yeah, you might not have it all.
Looking for a state of mind and versus, yeah. you know,
and,
I,
and with
me
that
too.
State of mind, it comes with certain mm-hmm. benefits. But yes. For me, it's more about a mindset.
Me too.
And it's not, I don't care about the car. I don't
because
care about
if
the
you got the right mindset, anything could right. happen.
Because I need to know that right. if the shit get down, like, right. you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, if like, I have a right. regular job. I have a good job. Right. But shit, sometimes, guess what? I get my motherfucking ass out here and I do Uber Eats.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
and then my kid's father's like, oh, you delivering food?
That's
hell,
what
the fuck yeah.
Because
when them $7 to $8 a night roll in,
that's what
bitch,
I'm
going, you know what I'm saying? So I need somebody. I'm like, I need somebody on my team that.
Yes.
I know
with ambition
is a right. go getter. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
He might not
That's
have it
about.
All, but I need to know
right.
that
because I'm that person.
He gonna get
so
out there.
A man who's opposed to that or different to that, they always fuss with me. Like they don't get it when I'm trying to go get mine because mm-hmm. they're like, "What are you doing? All what?" No, I'm out here trying to get mine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. A man who's getting it, he understands my
exactly.
hustle.
Let me hug
he
you.
Match me.
Let me
you know
hug
saying?
You from
like.
Across the table. So you just don't know some of the conversations I've had with some of these females in the last
right.
2 weeks. You know,
yeah.
But I'm gonna say this out here. You know that is a double-edged sword because you can be sexually attracted to somebody and be like physical with them at the same time and really have no intentions on dating them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Men do that all the time.
So I
women
the day,
do it too.
So I ended
maybe
the day,
just not as often.
So at the end of the day, sexual attraction plays a huge role when it comes to making a decision on if you're gonna date this person,
absolutely.
With the exception of what you said.
Yeah,
in a work environment.
Situation.
Spend time with them, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even then, something about them is sexy to you.
Mm.
You know, because you
got
to know.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, ladies, you okay with shooting your shot?
Mm-hmm. Shit.
I'm going to shoot it when I leave here.
Yeah.
Cannon?
Especially.
Listen, please, ladies, please shoot your shot because we don't know.
Problem. You ain't got no problem. You
said a
no, dog. I'm gonna tell you like it's a few women done shot. They shot at me, and even if I wasn't attracted to them, I gave them some airplay because I appreciated the fact that they was bold enough.
That's what I said
to step to
so
the
you gave
plate.
A participation trophy.
Yeah.
Yes, Morgan, goddamn it. Yes. Yes, if you will. If you
appreciate
look
you
at,
coming out.
You know, recently, I'm going to tell you, one day I was on the cruise ship, right? And I wrapped it up. One day I was on the cruise
minutes.
Ship. I was walking through the restaurant, and this girl say, "You looking for somewhere to sit?" I was like, "Sure." She said, "You can sit with me." And I would have never noticed her until she invited me to sit with her. And she was actually quite nice looking, you
okay.
know. Nice Bahamian girl or whatnot. Didn't get the number because I was just, you know, too busy doing whatever I was doing, and it just slipped my mind. But you know, that could have went somewhere.
Your wife, you left your wife down
right.
to the boat. Damn.
Left it down there.
It's more than one out here for me.
Anyway,
it's more than one out here.
Listen,
for me.
So my final thoughts on this is this, ladies, don't be afraid to shoot your shot.
Don't be scared.
Go after what you want in life. You do it all the time anyway. So if you see a man that you're interested in, you want to know more about that person, go shoot your shot. It ain't gotta be all, you know, out the way. Just simply have a conversation. We did role play earlier and it worked to perfection.
All they can say is yes or no.
Once the man take the helm and start running away with it, then boom, you done won, sis. Don't be afraid of rejection. It is all good. So next week, man, we got another episode, bro. Listen, wow. I think we're going to return with another chocolate letter because somebody actually had 3 in my inbox that wanted me to read it. So I think we're going to come back with another one next week. And that one there is like even more shocking. So the next week, man, listen, I appreciate you, Morgan. Going to let people know how they can find you real quick.
Bottomless Conversations on IG, Facebook, all that.
Cannon.
Comedian Loose Cannon on everything, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and even LinkedIn as Comedian Loose Cannon.
A Shane Briscoe on all platforms. A Shane Briscoe.
Spell Ashane.
A-S-H-A-I-N-E.
Spell Briscoe.
B-R-I-S-C-O-E. Briscoe. Mm-hmm.
Just like that, guys. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. I love y'all. Y'all be safe tonight. Get home safely. If you're still driving, go to sleep. And I'm going to holler at y'all next week. Make sure y'all keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's go. All right. For those of all y'all. You know, I know you got something going on Thanksgiving because I know last time we talked.
You know, I'm back on the Airbnb of the sea on Wednesday.
Yeah, man.
Chicken of the sea. I'm going to be at the Floating Motel 6. All right.
Floating Motel 6. So you're going to miss, though. You're going to miss everything.
I'm going to miss everything, man. I'm highly disappointed, but, you know, I got some stuff so I want to take care of or really, make substantial progress on by the end of the year. So I'm going to go ahead on and get these people money, you know, right here. So for those of y'all that done seen me, you know, and you know me from the Spirit Airlines, let us see, I'm going to be there, you know.
Man, I know this is like
Spirit Airlines.
I know everybody want to be amongst family doing Thanksgiving and everything. And this is the time of year that, you know, people that you ain't seen or the crazy uncles come out and get drunk, start cussing everybody out when they get to that level. So I'm going to start with you, baby. What's your most important thing when it comes to spending time on Thanksgiving? What are you most thankful for?